What are silent letters in IELTS speaking? The correct and natural pronunciation of words with silent letters is a huge part of IELTS speaking success. The English language is famous for its numerous silent letters, letters that appear in written words but are not pronounced in speech. For IELTS speaking test candidates, mastering the pronunciation of words with silent letters is crucial for achieving a high score and demonstrating effective communication skills. Let's explore some common silent letter patterns and examples to help you prepare for your IELTS speaking test. Must-know words with silent letters. Silent E at the end of words. This is one of the most common silent letter patterns in English. When a word ends with an E, it is usually silent, but it can affect the pronunciation of preceding vowels. Examples: like, game, fate. Silent B after M. In some words, with MB, the B is silent. Examples: climb, comb, dumb. Silent K and P before N. In some words where KN or PN appears, the K or P is silent. Examples: knee, knife, pneumonia, psalm. Silent H at the beginning and within words. In many words starting with H or containing ga, the H or ga is silent. Examples: hour, ghost, right. Silent T in certain words. In specific words, the T is not pronounced. Examples: ballet, buffet, mortgage. Mastering the pronunciation of words with silent letters takes practice, but it significantly enhances your IELTS speaking test performance. Incorporate these examples into your study routine and familiarize yourself with the silent letter patterns to improve your speaking skills. Other common English words with silent letters. Here are more examples of words with silent letters to help you improve your pronunciation. Silent W before R. In certain words where WR appears, the W is silent. Examples: right, wrong, wreck. Silent L in some words. Occasionally, the letter L is not pronounced. Examples: calm, walk, could. Silent N before G. Sometimes the N before G is not pronounced. Examples: design, foreign, ignite. Silent D in words with D, G. In some words containing DG, the D is silent. Examples: edge, bridge, judge. Key points to keep in mind. 1. Pronunciation is one of the key criteria assessed in the IELTS speaking test. Mispronouncing words due to silent letters could lead to a lower score in this area. Examiners evaluate a candidate's ability to produce individual sounds, word stress, and intonation patterns accurately. 2. Clear and accurate pronunciation contributes to overall intelligibility, which is crucial for effective communication. If a candidate frequently mispronounces words with silent letters, it may affect the examiner's ability to understand their spoken responses. 3. Pronouncing words correctly demonstrates a candidate's familiarity and command of a wide range of vocabulary. Mispronunciation may lead the examiner to assume a candidate has limited lexical resources or is not confident in using more advanced words. 4. Frequent mispronunciations can disrupt the flow of speech and negatively affect a candidate's fluency. Additionally, it may also impact the coherence of their ideas, as the examiner might find it difficult to follow their thoughts. In conclusion, accurate English pronunciation plays a vital role in effective communication and is a key focus in all IFI English Learning Center's courses. Our dedicated team of experienced teachers understands the challenges learners face when encountering words with silent letters and complex pronunciation patterns. At IFI, we provide our students with comprehensive lessons, targeted exercises, and personalized feedback to help them master English pronunciation. In essence, our instructors employ various teaching techniques, such as modeling proper pronunciation, using phonetic symbols, and conducting interactive speaking activities to create a dynamic and engaging learning environment. Pronunciation activity. Listen to the following sentences, spot the words with silent letters, and then check your answers with the answer key. On Wednesday, my friend and I went to a fantastic autumn festival with various exciting activities like sword swallowing and archery. In this bustling metropolis, the queue at the sandwich shop during lunchtime extends around the block. I've always been fascinated by the subtle, sublime beauty of the island paradise in the Caribbean. The gym's yoga instructor, known for her calm behavior, received applause after demonstrating complex muscle stretching exercises. During the holiday season, the shop window displayed a stunning arrangement of beautifully wrapped Christmas gifts and decorations. Good luck with your IELTS speaking test.